Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We're kicking off today's episode with a closer look at the recent advancements introduced in the Linux kernel 7.0 release, which has been generating a good deal of buzz in the open source community. One of the most exciting parts of this release is the groundwork being laid for upcoming Rust language enhancements, an area that's become increasingly important for Linux development. The kernel now incorporates significant changes to its Rust tooling and infrastructure, and much of this work is geared towards ensuring improved build reproducibility. In practical terms, it means that with the merged updates, developers can now avoid absolute paths in code, which will have a major impact on the impending Rust 1.9 5.0 release. These changes not only make debugging easier but also preserve developers' ability to use their favorite tooling and maintain compatibility with both old and new workflows in the kernel space. In parallel, kernel 7.0 delivers several crucial stability and performance fixes, particularly aimed at the scheduler component that runs on large-scale systems. Thomas Gleixner, a leading name in kernel development, has been at the helm of new patches that directly address long-standing hangs and performance regressions. These issues, which had lingered since earlier code revisions, have presented real-world headaches for folks relying on robust multi-core systems, so this round of fixes should be a welcome relief for users dealing with mission-critical workloads. Another particularly important fix included is one that tackles instability caused by the X2 APIC hardware feature, specifically during suspend to RAM operations, a situation where the kernel would previously freeze or fail to resume properly. With these changes lined up for the expected 7.0-RC4 release, operational reliability and system uptime are set to get a noticeable boost. Moving on, let's talk KDE Linux, which continues to lead the charge in desktop innovation with some bold developments of its own. One headline-grabbing highlight here is the integration of Apple's APFS file system support, a major leap forward for anyone needing to handle data between Linux and modern Apple hardware. The implementation is handled through a DKMS out-of-tree kernel module, which provides both read and write access and strives for performance and safety. It's a huge boon for users working in mixed OS environments, as seamless APFS support is something that's been sorely missed in the open-source desktop ecosystem. Alongside this, KDE's developers have rolled out targeted workarounds, addressing an issue with AMD GPUs, a bug which previously caused total system freezes for some users. With these fixes, desktop reliability for those on AMD hardware should see a vast improvement, further establishing KDE's reputation for fast responses to real user pain points. But that's not all. KDE has made strides in enhancing usability and accessibility too, especially in the realm of application management and data backup. The latest Plasma version now includes built-in multilingual support for Flatpak apps, letting users interact with their applications in a range of native languages with minimal fuss. And for those worried about keeping their valuable files safe, KDE introduces CUP as its new, intuitive backup software. CUP stands out because it provides easy setup and a reliable, user-friendly experience for regular system backups, a huge step in making desktop Linux accessible to everyday users. Shifting gears to gaming, the open-source world is celebrating the major new release of a long-standing favorite, SuperTux 0.7. Since its last launch in 2021, SuperTux fans have eagerly awaited fresh updates, and this edition doesn't disappoint, offering a trove of new features and significant gameplay refinements. Among the standout improvements are overhauled graphics and redesigned levels, making the game look better than ever, while providing more engaging, challenging environments for both veterans and newcomers. New gameplay mechanics like slop sliding add depth and variety to the action. There's now a local multiplayer mode, so mates can jump in together for a bit of classic platforming fun, a long-requested feature that adds heaps of replay value. Accessibility is a strong focus in this release too, with support extended to Android devices, enabling gaming on the go, and new Flatpak builds making it easier than ever to install across multiple platforms. Altogether, these updates not only keep the spirit of the original SuperTux alive, but also ensure the project feels fresh and connected to today's open-source gaming landscape. Next up, I want to spotlight some of the most interesting kernel-level innovations shaking up the driver world, starting with the introduction of the GreenBoost kernel module. GreenBoost is designed with NVIDIA GPU users in mind, and it takes a sophisticated approach to extend video memory through clever use of both system RAM and high-speed NVMe storage. In an era where AI models keep getting larger, having this much flexibility in memory management is a real game-changer for developers and researchers alike. The secret sauce lies in Greenboost's CUDA caching layer, where excess data from GPU workloads is spilled over to RAM or NVMe, all without sacrificing compatibility with existing NVIDIA driver stacks. For projects pushing the limits of hardware, this means being able to run bigger models and more complex workloads without constant memory bottlenecks. Another kernel project worth mentioning is CSM Wrap, which focuses on a very different pain point: legacy BIOS support on modern, UEFI-only systems. By wrapping a CSM version of the CBIOS project, CSM Wrap lets users boot older operating systems that normally wouldn't run on new hardware. For enthusiasts, tinkerers, and organizations with legacy requirements, these kinds of solutions are invaluable in bridging the gap between old and new tech. Let's shift gears from hardware back to the software side of things, with a look at ExecuTorch, a new inference platform that has the broader tech community buzzing. ExecuTorch is an inference engine built natively for PyTorch, and is specifically designed to make deploying voice AI models across diverse hardware architectures as seamless as possible. It achieves this by requiring minimal changes to existing models, which means developers can more easily target different types of processors, whether x86, ARM, or others. ExecuTorch excels in supporting a wide variety of voice workloads, from assistant-driven applications to embedded voice agents, so it's fast becoming a go-to solution for modern voice-driven deployments. What makes it especially compelling is the vision to unify the way voice agents are deployed across platforms, helping companies and engineers get to production much faster. Wrapping up the highlights, let's turn our attention to a long-respected staple of the open-source creative toolkit, GIMP, which has just been updated to version 3.2. This release puts a strong focus on making non-destructive workflows easier, with long-awaited support for non-destructive layers now front and center. For creative professionals, that means more flexibility in composing and revising images without ever overwriting the underlying content, matching features from some of the biggest proprietary competitors. The GIMP user interface received a much-needed revamp as well, focusing on modern usability and reducing friction for both new users and those who have been with GIMP from the early days. Thanks to the dedicated GIMP development team, these changes bring the project even closer to parity, with well-known commercial alternatives continuing to democratize creative tools. So what do all these developments mean for the open source community and for users like you and me? We're seeing a sustained push for advancements that don't just keep pace with commercial products, but in many cases set new standards for versatility, adaptability, and community-driven support. From foundational technologies at the kernel level to everyday user applications, be it gaming, creative work, or bleeding-edge AI, these open-source projects are continuing to evolve at a pace that reflects the passion and drive of their global contributor base. Adopting new technologies is always a balancing act between keeping systems stable and rolling out must-have features, and the latest batch of updates shows developers are listening closely to users. Whether it's making it easier to game on Linux, bridging gaps between different file systems and hardware, or ensuring AI models can run at scale, the progress speaks for itself. In closing, all these advancements, big and small, are testament to the robust health of open source and its continuing mission to make technology accessible, secure, and empowering for all. With every cycle of updates, open source tools are becoming more sophisticated and more aligned with the real-world challenges faced by individuals and organizations. So whether you're a developer, a creative, a gamer, or someone who simply wants more control over your technology, there's never been a better time to dive into the world of open source software. Thanks for listening.